Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network. Please excuse my voice today. The golden pipes aren't quite so golden today. It's kind of what happens when a health coach goes out and talks to thousands of people about really creating health in their life. Stay tuned, and in the next hour, let us help you get on the path of permanent weight control and help you create a healthier, longer life. We're going to start today's show with a very special friend of mine. Her name is Kim Fisk, certified health coach, and this is a very special lady to me, and you're going to want to pay attention. So let's bring her right onto the show today. Welcome, Kim. Thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, Russ. Thanks for having me. This is fun.
Well, great. Well, see, I'm glad your voice is doing great, so that means that I'm going to let you do a lot more of the talking, but thank you so much for being on the show. You know, we had a chance over the last few days to spend some time together talking about Dr. Anderson's mission on the habits of health and how we can create a healthier life for many of Americans all over the country. And I remember about 4 years ago when you and I think we started about the same week on the program. But if you wouldn't mind telling the listeners a little bit about your personal story, how you got connected and really started down this path of creating the habits of health in your life.
Okay, my pleasure. In fact, the more I tell my story, it helps me remember. You know, 4 years, lots can happen and does happen in people's lives, and so it's nice for me to go back and remember how I felt and what I was thinking. I remember it was the summer of 2007. We lived in Oregon at the time, and we were on a two-week kind of family West Coast tour, my husband and two of the kids that we had at home. And so we, you know, I remember at the beginning of the summer, you know, when you start digging out those summer clothes, and I remember this favorite pair of shorts I had from the summer before. I tried to put them on and dig them out. No, they were not zipping up. And I just remember feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm so depressed. Because another summer, and guess what? Nothing's changed. In fact, yeah, it has changed. It's gotten worse. And, you know, it was one of those gloom and hopeless feelings. I remember that was just really a backdrop of my entire life, probably for 2 or 3 years. I remember, you know, I wasn't a depressed person. I was a very happy, vibrant person. I was involved in theater and music, and I was very active in my community and church. And I remember praying, going, God, how come I can do all these cool things in my life, but I cannot get a grip on this big, huge part of my life, which was my weight? I really felt like I was a food addict. I felt like I was a drug addict, but just, you know, food was my drug of choice, and I didn't have control. And it was so frustrating and depressing and hopeless. And seriously, I remember going into that summer thinking, oh, geez, okay, I'm just going to have to go buy the next bigger size. And, went on that vacation and came back, and a friend of mine called, probably within just the first week of being back, and she said, and I hadn't talked with her for probably 10 or so years. They were moving near kind of where we were living at the time, and she wanted to know where to go, where to get her hair done, and kind of network with me about some ideas in the community. And I remember asking her about her family, and she had said that her husband had lost about 110 pounds in 7 months and gotten off his medications. And I'm like, what? Ding, 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 you know? Right. I was all over that. I said, you know, did he have gastric bypass? So she told me about this program, and I just thought at the time, I thought, well, just to keep my story straight that I've tried everything, you know, so I don't lie when I say that, I said, well, you know what, I'll give this a try, but I seriously, Russ, really, I must have had a glimmer of hope because I did get started on it, but I knew it wouldn't work. I knew it wouldn't work. I just was doing it just to say I'd done everything. So, but seriously, it was not willpower because I knew I didn't have any of that. It wasn't mind over matter. It wasn't because I talked positive to myself. It wasn't because I put pictures up of me in a bikini or, you know, how I wanted to be or whatever. It wasn't any of that. It was like about day three, I remember feeling like, whoa, something has physically changed. Not mentally, not because I didn't believe it was going to work. Right. It was a physical change. And now I know what that change was. But I remember at the time going, oh, my gosh, look at this brownie. Look at this. I worked at a seafood restaurant part-time when I started the program, and I could eat anything I wanted for free when I worked.
Right.
And I'd go, yeah, woo-hoo, I get to work again today because they had peanut butter pie and they had the best fish and chips. And I remember thinking about what I was going to have for dinner that night on my shift, every shift, because that's how foodaholics think, you know?
Sure, right.
And so I remember I worked, like, on the day three of this program. I had a shift, and I went to work, and I looked at that peanut butter pie. I looked at the French bread. I looked at the fish and chips, the things that would normally make me go, wah, I got to have it. I was okay not having it. I'm like, are you kidding? Something is really different. And then I knew it was about blood, and that's what I love about this program. Okay, so anyway, I went on to lose 50 pounds in 15 weeks.
Wow.
And that was four years ago. And
sure.
It was the biggest, apart from my children being born and my wonderful family and marriage, it was the biggest miracle of my entire life. And I just can't even begin to tell you how thankful I continue to be, because it's been 4 years. And even though, you know, definitely this isn't a diet, but it's something that teaches you how to keep it off, you know, long term. And it's not that you become perfect. I lost my 50 pounds without any exercise. I did not exercise. If you had told me I had to have exercised to do it, I would not have even tried.
That was the same thing for me. If somebody would have said I had to exercise, I probably wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
I mean, not that exercise is bad for us, but it's just one of those things that wasn't part of my daily routine at the time.
Right, exactly. And I had a negative association with exercise. Like, you know, I'm thinking, yeah, they've told me go join the gym and go do 30 minutes, you know, three or four times a week. Well, they lied, you know, because I remember going to the gym and spending my membership, you know, that's non-refundable. You pay it for the year, whether you go or not, right?
Right.
And I remember that first couple of weeks I was at, they said if you come 30 minutes three times, I remember if they said three or four times a week, 30 minutes, that's what you need to do. So I got to the gym and I'd go on the little recumbent bike, you know, the weeniest thing there was to do, you know. And I'm sitting there on my little recumbent bike and I'm looking up at these women that are on these big, what are they called, like those things where your arms and legs are going, like
all the big ellipticals and
ellipticals. Yeah. And they're like, whoa, and they're just pumping and going fast and sweating and talking. And then I'm overhearing them because I eavesdropped. And they came every day. And they'd been going for years. And they were all fat. And I remember going, you know what? This is a big lie. They lied to me. There's no way I'm going to lose weight on this little bike if those people come every day on that thing. Anyway, so I'm glad I didn't. But now, transformation, ding, ding, because of what we're taught with the habits of health. And we're taught about our healthy mind. The healthy mind portion of the habits of health is unbelievably valuable for this kind of transformation I'm talking about. Because it takes you where you are. And most of the people that are overweight are where they are is with thinking. You know, like it's the thinking that's where we are in our heads and our triggers and our emotional responses, especially like for women. Those things are a big part of why we have weight problems. Mm-hmm. And and the Habits of Health has really, the information in there is really the pivotal key point, because now I do exercise. Now I don't feel complete without going to the gym or doing some kind of thing. And I thought of that this morning when I was at the gym. I thought, who am I? Who is this person? And I go gladly. You know, Russ, I don't go because I have to.
Sure.
I want to. And I used to make fun of people like that. I used to go, whatever, you feel better after exercising? Yeah, blah, blah. Like, that never, I never thought that was possible.
Sure.
And now, woohoo! It's very cool.
Well, and you know, you, whether you realize it or not, Kim, I know, you know, many of us that communicate via Facebook, you know, we watch your... we watch your story, and in addition to that, you know, every once in a while when you post your run, I can't tell you the number of people that you influence by the fact that, wow, if Kim Fisk can change her life in the way that she's done and then turn around and use Dr. A's Habits of Health system to create ultra health in your life. And I think you hit it on the head. This is a journey. It's not one of those things where it's going to happen overnight, but it is a pretty simple step-by-step process if you follow it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. And not have the expectation. I see with my clients that they have this expectation that, and I think it's true with everybody in their life, in all areas, it's a challenge where if we can't do something perfectly, or that voice that comes in and says, see, you know, what makes you think this was going to work? What made you think this was going to be any different? What makes you think you're going to do this? Because you have done this how many times, Kim? And how many times have you failed? What makes you think that, you know, all those little voices, the unhealthy fat voices in our heads, you know, that want to keep us there. And it's seriously with the help of the, you know, the information in Dr. A's Habits of Health, in the Healthy Mind section, that information is so critical. That, and also, Russ, with the help of a health coach, which
right.
I know this program is mainly talking about Dr. A's Habits of Health, but our program includes a free health coach, and that health coach has done the program, is continuing. The program never ends, by the way. It's called Death. Till Death do we stop, right?
Right.
So, and hopefully because of the program, that time is further out than it was before. But,
right.
But you know, we're never done. And we're never not a client or not a participant in this program, because it's a lifetime commitment. It's not just, okay, I want to lose 50 pounds so I can go to Hawaii or for my class reunion. I have clients that start like that, and then hopefully I reorientate them in my, because the health coach piece of this is so critical
right.
to helping someone. We don't execute change from information. Information does not execute really any change. We
sure.
all know everything we need to know, right?
That's pretty profound. And what I'm going to do, Kim, is I'm going to have you kind of hold that thought. We're going to take a break here in a quick second. But I want you to reemphasize that again, because Dr. A's book is information, and it does require action. You're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. I'm Russ McCann. We've been visiting with Kim Fisk, certified health coach. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll explore more about creating the habits of health in your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability. But only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, shedding light on a worldwide health crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com. Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented VacuPractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their VacuPractor.
The VacuPractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my VacuPractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the VacuPractor a try.
VacuPractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95, and you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The VacuPractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function, and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the VacuPractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit VacuPractor.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk Radio program. I'm Russ McCann, your host. And you've been listening to certified health coach Kim Fisk as we've been talking about how to create optimal health in your life. But I'd like to invite you to visit our website and take Dr. A's health quiz. Visit our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com, and right on the front of the homepage, you'll see a link that you click on and take Dr. A's health quiz. It'll give you a good evaluation of where you are right now. What is your current reality? And as we've been talking with Kim, it really starts with a pretty simple decision to create health in your life. If you'd like to, you can also send us an email at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com. And you can also reach us by telephone after the show at 401-388-0778. Kim, we were talking right before the break a little bit about information and action. And Dr. A created this amazing system where we can educate ourselves and change our healthy mind by reading some very proven principles about how to create health. But just reading the book and listening to this program is not enough to change your life, is it?
No, no. In fact, I just said for the break that, you know, information, I mean, I've had, anytime I share the principles of what we teach with people or the book, The Habits of Health, it is information. And there might be some new nuggets of information that maybe people didn't know. But right. Learning those nuggets isn't going to execute change. Learning anything really doesn't execute change. There's another piece that's essential. And the piece in our program that makes the information transformational, you know, is that person-to-person, the health coach piece. Because you know what, really, we live, and look, at Facebook is a good example of that. We are relational people. We learn from looking and watching each other and learning from each other, and health coaches in our program have done the program personally. It's not, we're not reading from a book. We know the program inside and out, and we have support tools and all kinds of things that that assist us in the transformation process. So, and what I love about the Living a Longer, Healthier Life, which is the workbook to the Habits of Health book, right. is, and I send my clients directly to the workbook, actually, because right. I want them engaging, you know, and thinking, you know, you can tell people, like, you know, like this, Russ, you know, you've heard it said that eating six smaller meals a day is the healthy way to eat, right?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, now do you see what I did with you? I didn't say, Russ, eating six small meals a day is the healthy way to eat. You know, studies have shown that if you eat the same amount of calories over six smaller meals, you're going to lose weight and get healthier.
Right.
Now, that's information. What I did with you is I applied now that question to you, what did you have to do? You had to think. You had to go, have I heard that?
Well, and it had to become a personal thought that then became verbalized.
Yep. And that in a very small example of how all of the questions, the interaction in the workbook, you know, and people, sometimes clients resist it. I don't want to have to go write in a workbook. Really? Well, were you interested in the transformational program or just the informational program? Like, which one were you more interested in?
Sure.
Do you want the transformation or do you want the information? Because the transformation occurs when you connect information to you and you apply it to your situation. Like, you know, Dr. A asked, what do you really, really, really want in your life? Not what don't you want. Not, I don't want to, you know, the 50 pounds, I don't want to be a size 22. I don't want to be fat. I don't want to have low energy. That's all focusing on, and the more you focus on that, what happens?
You probably gain your weight back.
You get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that was your focus.
Right.
And so a huge piece of the healthy mind of this whole process is, and us as coaches, what we help our clients do, is reorientate them. Say, okay, I understand. We all started a diet, though, didn't we, Russ? Didn't we all kind of start with that?
I did.
I did, yeah. In fact, I believed it wouldn't work to begin with, so I don't even think I started a diet. I just started another failure is what I thought I was going to start, you know?
But
what happens when you're coachable, that's a key thing, because clients that I have of this program that are coachable and let me help them and let me take them to apply the information and be open to that, they then start seeing these things unfold in their life. And it is so awesome to take a client in diet mentality mode, like we all are when we start, and watch them create this life for themselves that's far beyond losing 50 pounds. I mean, really? How much weight did you lose, Russ?
About 82 pounds total.
Yeah. And now look at our life we've created. We don't just live 82 pounds or 50 pounds lighter.
Right.
We live in a different universe. Like, it's not even in the same, it's not the same language. And that's what's so fun to watch in clients. Okay, sorry. You were probably going to ask me something else.
Well, I mean, it kind of leads into that. Well, it leads into that, Kim, because, you know, it's one thing to start down this path, make a decision to get healthy, and you do it by eating, you know, six small meals a day that are all kind of portion controlled and figured out so I don't have to think about it. But then beyond that, it's, okay, now that I've reached a healthy weight, what is the rest of my life going to look like? And I think one of the things that I was so excited about in this program, and actually in meeting you about 3.5 years ago, is I saw that sparkle in your eye, and I saw the sparkle in other people's eye who was changing their orientation to a complete lifestyle change. And, you know, we talk a little bit about the habits of health, but the habits of health is really a mindset, a lifestyle change that starts with getting healthy, but then it really moves us and our life forward to reaching fulfillment like we've never been able to reach in anything we've ever done. You know, I know a little bit about your background, but mine, I was in corporate America for about 35 years. The vice president was Sysco Food Services. And while I enjoyed what I did, my life didn't really have meaning and purpose. I was going through the motions. Today, for the first time in a long time, I have meaning and purpose that will last a lifetime. And that's the most exciting part of what I think what you and I offer as coaches. If you wouldn't mind spending a few minutes centered around what it is we do as coaches and how that's transforming maybe some of the lives of your clients.
Well, and what you just said made me just want to jump up and down and go, yeah, because we aren't one-dimensional. What affects our minds, affects our bodies, affects our spirits, affects everything. We aren't just one thing. We are our bodies, and we are our minds, and we are our spirits, and we divide those things in our understanding, but we really aren't divided. So when you give me hope physically, you've also given me hope spiritually. And when you give me hope spiritually, that can also equate to physical, and that can also, and what I love about our philosophy is healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances. And because as a result of us helping people, Russ, we have not only had that fulfillment factor, you were talking about that, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get up today and see whose life I'm impacting today, or whose health I'm saving, or whose family I'm giving them an extra 10 years with their dad because, you know, he just got off diabetic medication, or, you know, all those things. Just, you can't even put a price tag on it. But, you know, we get to live like that every day, and now we just get to, it's so amazing. But it starts with each person just helping one person at a time see what happens for them. It's taking my next Kim Fisk as a client that doesn't believe it's going to work, that in fact believes it's not going to work, and it's probably just going to, you know, fail again, taking that person and watching that transformation time after time after time. So, and then actually I'm a free coach. My clients don't pay, you know, clients don't pay us. The company provides us to them because they know the success rates of people that have a coach, have that human interaction, have that personal touch in that process with them. Their success rates go up. So the company actually provides us to the client, and then financially, what that has meant to my family has been absolutely as big a miracle as what it's meant physically. My husband lost 100 pounds, 85 of it in 15 weeks with me 4 years ago, and I'm sure he was pre-diabetic. So, you know, the list goes on and on, and what we do with our clients is we create this environment. And I love it as coaches. In fact, I'm going to start positioning this to all new clients because, you know, in the 12-step program, the last step is what? Go sponsor someone and help them do what you've done, right?
Right, correct.
And we just learned, and in this event we were at in Orlando last week, we just learned of a 2.5-year study that was done, a 28-month study that was done that showed health coaches are 5 times more likely to have long-term, keep their weight off, you know, long-term. And so I'm not even going to call it being a health coach. I'm just going to tell my clients, you want to assure or have much greater odds of keeping this off and having that fulfillment factor, which is what we're all talking about too.
Right.
And when at a certain point in your progress, I want you to pay it forward. I want you to help a friend. I want you to help your mom. I want you to help, you know, somebody else do what you've done. And like Stephen Covey, and we all know, you know, who learns more, the teacher or the student?
Right?
It's the teacher. You will stay in that environment. Yeah, the teacher by far. So because they are now teaching it and it's coming from a different place and they're solidifying. Russ, I seriously believe I would not have kept my weight off if I hadn't been a coach helping. Because what you give, you get back tenfold. What I give to my clients, are more important to me, I think, I know, than I am to them. So as a coach, I love this model that we have in this organization.
You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio program with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann. Kim Fisk, certified health coach, has been sharing her personal story with us. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll spend just a little bit more time talking with Kim about how to move your life forward. And if we get lucky today, Dr. Wayne Anderson is going to join us, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. Stick around. We'll be right back.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
The In Search of the Miraculous three-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast-forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at DalianMethod.com.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and I'd invite you to visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. On the website, it is loaded full of resources to help you learn how to start this process that Kim and I have been talking about, creating a healthier, longer life using a proven system that Dr. Anderson has put together. Part of the system is really creating fulfillment in your life, teaching you the things necessary, not only from a nutritional standpoint, but what you need to do in every walk of life to create a longer and healthier life. Kim, thank you so much for sticking around. I know Dr. Anderson's on another call, and we're trying to get him patched in. But in the meantime, we're going to carry on our conversation talking about a little bit about this life of a health coach. And you had, right before the break, you talked about a study that showed health coaches are 4 to 5 times more likely to keep their weight off and remain healthy than those people that just simply went on a traditional diet. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it is just, you know, the principle of you get back more than you give. And, you know, I've been starting to posture this already with my clients because I've seen it happen. Even before the study told me that, I had an intuition about it because I've seen what it's done for me and several of the other coaches, you know, the people that, you know, on our program, people don't usually come to us and say, oh, I really want to be a health coach. We, you know, it happens occasionally if they're very much into health and fitness and they want to help people. But most of our coaches come from our clients, and as they start transforming physically, they make a big, impression in their world. You know, everyone wants to know what they're doing. So it kind of very much happens organically, very much, just as a natural response. But, you know, I've started already to talk to some clients initially from the very beginning that this is what we're going to do, kind of the view from 10,000 feet. You know, we're going to see how you do physically with this. We're going to see how this impacts you in your mind. We're going to get you into the habits of health and start that transformation process. We're just going to start it. We're not going to be perfect on it right now. See, that's what I was saying earlier. Some people feel like if they're not perfect and they make a mistake and they fall off the wagon, see, I can't do it. But that, our environment of support and the health coach and all the support that our organization provides, along with the habits of health, it's this environment, this cocoon of caring, supportive people that are we're all doing the same thing. We're all on the same journey, and we get to support each other at various stages. And so, the coaching part of this just puts you in the middle of that cocoon, and it lets you now start giving what you've been, you know. I've had people, I became a coach, Russ, before people even noticed I'd lost weight.
Right.
You know why? Because my first week was so miraculous, and I thought, how many people do I know that feel as hopeless as I felt?
True.
And how do I not tell them? how can I not tell them? So, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, at that point I wasn't accosting people, you know, at Costco or anything, but, you know, I was just, you know, my friends and family, I had no idea, like, specifically how the money part worked. It wasn't from a money motivation. It was from, oh, my gosh, this is a miracle, and you need to know about it. Whether you want to do it or not, I don't really know, but I just think you should know. And so health coaches are this piece in the world of it's a total grassroots. Dr. A has a vision of getting America healthy, and how that happens is you know, just we just do what we can do with each person, each Kim Fisk, each Russ McCann that we can come in contact with. And then everybody I know, each one of my clients knows 200 people I don't know that they're going to be able to impact and share the good news. It's just like any kind of word of mouth ripple effect in the pond, you know. It just works like that. So,
Kim, I mean, if today we have somebody listening to the program that is, you know, 150 pounds overweight, sometimes people at that stage in our lives, especially as we get older, kind of look at it in terms of, you know, I'm predestined to be heavy. My parents were big, so I must be big. My parents are diabetic, so therefore I must be diabetic. And we get to a stage in our life where we say, this is just the life that I've been destined to live. And so therefore we just don't see that there's anything out there that is real, that everything else is all about hype and commercials and about selling things. And for somebody listening to our program today, you know, we're talking a lot about the habits of health system, which starts by helping you reach a healthy weight. But beyond that, I know from my own story, Kim, you and I started, I think, within the same 7-day period of time. You went down one path, I went down another. Your path was after 10 pounds said, look, I've lost 10 pounds. I've never been able to do that in all my life. I can't believe it. Let's do this together. We can get healthy together. Come on, guys, let's just go. And my brain was going, I have to see if this works for me first before I can tell anyone else. And I actually had to lose 60 pounds in my experience before I even thought about sharing it with anybody else, because I was afraid that I was going to fail not only myself, but anybody else who might be interested in going on the program with me. But what's exciting about what you and I have done is we've both gotten there. We came at it from two totally different strategies, two totally different paths, men, women, whatever it took. But it was the system that was set out before us that all we had to do was follow the program, and it just worked. I didn't believe it. You didn't believe it. Nobody believes it. But once we start going down this path, it's kind of like I went to Disney World and I went to Epcot Center, and I rode this ride called Mission Space. And it's a simulation of getting in this rocket and going to the moon. And it was really exciting because you felt this thrust once we started the liftoff and we broke the atmosphere. And it's like about that time things got a little bit easier, but it was a little rocky as we first kind of launched through orbit. And then as we settled down and we started to learn what we were going to do to have to control the spaceship, we broke from the main thrusters and we went into another stage of rocket force over to the moon. And I kind of look at Take Shape for Life and the Habits of Health system as being just like that, that losing weight is only getting us up into the atmosphere, but we really don't see the whole picture until we really move down this path. And I want to thank you so much for teaching me what I needed to do to learn to get healthy and to begin to learn how to share it with others. It's just been such an amazing transformation in my own life, and watching you go through it too. It's not over yet. We're still going down this path. But for somebody listening to the program today that is really struggling, what would you say to somebody that's just now saying, Kim, I don't believe you either?
Well, I don't blame you because you don't know me, maybe. But, here's what I think, Russ. Here's what I think. I think in terms of, the parable of the sower, okay, that's in the New Testament. The parable of the sower says somebody's going to hear this. This is the seed that they've been given today. And some people, the birds are going to get it, you know. That's just what happens.
Right.
And some people maybe they're going to get started and get all excited, and then the first piece of cheesecake that comes their way, you know, they don't have a depth of root and they don't have a commitment. So they're going to go eat the cheesecake and say that was just another deal. And right. Then there's going to be somebody who gets going, and then the cares of life, you know, well, you can't expect me to turn away my husband's, you know, pizza or my wife's, you know, whatever, and I have to go out for business lunches and all the cares of the world, which represent the weeds, you know. And right. And then there's the good ground. And even in the good ground, there's 30, 60, and 100%. So I can't decide. It's not really my, I didn't make up the law, so I can't, you know, don't look at me. But it, you get to decide if you're listening, if this seed sparks in you, like if you feel it's taken root, and you say, like the rest of us that have done it, say, you know, well, let me just try it. Let me, that's what I tell my clients. You don't really know if it's going to work. You don't know. You don't know what kind of seed you're going to be yet. But if you go into it with, I'm just going to see what happens to me, because that's the only way I'm going to know for myself, then you, and then, oh, and my other big thing is open yourself up to your health coach, because the clients that just think this is another deal and they go do it on their own, they might as well just, you know, have done any other deal. Because the biggest part of this is really what, you know, your coach knows the road ahead and knows what you're going to face and knows the habits of health system and knows how to apply that to you. So as much as you can help, you know, get that support from your coach and be open for a transformation experience in your mind, not just doing what you've always done, not, you know, again, Russ, I can't control what's going to happen, because we just planted lots of seeds today, didn't we? We just sowed a bunch of seeds.
Yep.
And I hope that there's enough people there, you know, listening, or that's going to listen to the recording here, that will say, you know what, well, why not? And, you know, it's not about us, Russ. It's not like we can say, woo, we got, you know, 5 new clients or 10. That's not what it's about at all.
Right.
It's not about that at all. It's about you guys listening to this saying, okay, you know, really, you spent a lot more and done a whole lot more for a whole lot less. So that's how I look at anything new. I go, well, sure. What's the cost of it? How do I do it? And what are the, if I don't make it, what have I lost? And if I do make it, what have I gained? Because at this point, that's all you have to go by. If I don't do, you know, how much did it cost? What did I lose? What did I gain? And what was that worth to me? So that's, I think the worth is far outweighs the cost. The risk, let's put it that way.
You bet. Kim, thank you so much for being on the show today. You have given thousands of people today encouragement that this is a life transforming, and we're on the Transformation Radio Network, utilizing Dr. A's Habits of Health System to help you create a longer, healthier life. Kim, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Russ, for having me on. Again, giving like this really solidifies me. So you think I did it for you, and I did do it for you, but you know what? Who gets it back? I do. So thank you for letting me share my story and my passion about it. I greatly appreciate that, and thanks to everybody who listened. Thanks, Russ.
You bet. Thank you, Kim. You're listening to Habits of Health with Dr. Wayne Anderson. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about specific steps to help you get started in creating a longer, healthier life. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com. Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk Radio program on the Transformation Radio Network. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and I want to thank you so much for listening to today's show. I've gotten so much out of the conversation that we've had with Kim Fisk, certified health coach, and I'm sure you did too. And like Kim said, she probably got more out of it than any of us. So what's exciting about it is it's really a win-win for everybody. If you have been directed to listen to this program because your coach, your health coach, using the Habits of Health system, sent you to this broadcast, I would encourage you at the conclusion of this broadcast to get with your coach, get started down this path of creating optimal health in your life, because your life, like mine, like Kim's, will never be the same as long as you utilize the principles that Dr. Anderson's laid out in the Habits of Health book. And what's great about the book, and like Kim alluded to, is the workbook is really the meat and potatoes of the program, because it forces you not only to read the book, but to fully understand what it is we're trying to do in creating a longer, healthier life. You know, our website, the habitsofhealthtalk.com site, is full of resources. Right on the home page, you can click Dr. Anderson's website to directly go to the Habits of Health site. You can take the health quiz right online by clicking on the link that says take the health quiz. There's lots of information about health tips of the week. You can actually evaluate using a body mass index chart what it is your current reality is. And I can tell you this body mass index chart was instrumental in determining just how healthy or unhealthy I was. In fact, if you have a chance, click on that chart, find my height. We'll start with me so we don't focus on you today. But I'm only 5'2", and I started on my journey at 215 pounds. So if you click on the body mass index chart, find 5'2", and then go all the way across until you find 215 pounds. And what you're going to find is that when Russ McCann, 4 years ago, started down the Habits of Health system, I was totally off the chart. I wasn't just overweight. I wasn't just obese. I was morbidly obese, not even registering on the chart. And quite frankly, had I not made the decision 4 years ago, I just don't know if I would actually be sitting here today on this earth sharing how fulfilling it is to become a certified health coach and help others. Now, granted, I had to help myself first, but as I've done that, I've been able to help thousands of people change their orientation towards a healthy way of life. And I'd like to explain a little bit about what it is I do and what it is a health coach does in terms of what it is we have to offer you. And it's very, very simple. At the center, you have a health coach, someone that will walk this path right alongside you. You're not alone. You're going through this journey with your partner, your health coach, who will point you and guide you and direct you to the resources and the path that lay ahead of you. I'm not going to feed you. I can't hold you accountable. You must, if you're going to change your life, take personal responsibility as you walk down this journey with me. In addition to me, as a health coach or your health coach that you've been working with, you have the amazing Optimal Health Program where you're learning how to eat six small, portion-controlled, nutrient-rich, calorie-sparse meals that are going to put you into a mild fat-burning state, and you're going to lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week while you're on this program. And the last and final piece, which we've been talking all day, is the Habits of Health System, a workbook, a DVD, a 375-page manual that will not only help you learn how to eat right, but it'll change your life in every aspect. How to sleep correctly, how to go out to eat and survive in the restaurant world, how to go grocery shopping, how to eat more low glycemic foods, how to really create fulfillment in your life rather than living in depression. It'll talk about how to go from failure to success and living in a fulfillment area where not only are you fulfilled with what you are doing and how you are helping others, but how you are becoming successful in your own life as you begin to help others. And so this Habits of Health System, you have to look at it in terms of stages. And in the initial stages, many people look at any kind of a weight loss program as a diet. 85% of the people that go on a traditional diet gain their weight back. And why is that? Well, most of it is because when we're on a diet, we're focusing on healthy body things. Things like eating right, starving ourselves of all the things that we know and love, maybe getting into the gym and pounding it out and hurting ourselves. And one of the things that we forget to do is we forget to change our thin, healthy mind. And if we don't change the way we think and we don't change the way we feel about ourselves and about society and about others, then we're probably going to go back to our old weight and back to our own depression that we really have found ourselves in. And what you're going to learn utilizing the Habits of Health System with your coach is that not only are you going to learn how to live in a thin, healthy mind, but you're going to live in a thin, healthy body for the rest of your life. It starts with a simple decision to create health in your life. And if that means getting with your health coach today or contacting us here at Habits of Health Talk Radio, we will help you prepare for your journey. The first step is reaching a healthy weight. And we're going to do so by utilizing portion control, medically formulated products that are all nutrient rich and teaching us how to eat small meals more often. As Kim said, you've learned that that's the healthy way to eat, haven't you? Then why are you not eating that way today? My guess is because we tend to live in a busy society, in a fast food, gotta have it now, gotta have it instant, gotta just take that magic pill, and all of a sudden we're gonna create health. And I am here to tell you that today there is no such thing as a magic bullet. That it requires action on your part. It requires making a decision today to create health. And as we begin reaching a healthy weight, we're going to teach you how to transition to a healthy way of eating. And we're going to utilize Dr. A's Habits of Health Lifestyle System to teach us all of the other aspects in our life. We're going to learn how to optimize our body by becoming more physically fit, by surrounding ourselves with like-minded people and really creating optimization for our age. And the benefit of this journey, this path that we're on, is that we're going to learn how to live a longer, healthier life. So today, it starts with a decision. Are you prepared to create health in your life? Do you think you can do it? If the answer is no, I don't particularly care. All I want you to do is contact us, and we will help you down this path of disbelief and a lack of optimism, where we're going to transform your life by helping you order your healthy habit system. You're going to order your meals. You're going to get plugged in with your health coach to all of the support tools that are available right there in the comfort of your own home. Today is a great day to create the habits of health in your life. Go out and make it a great week. See you next week.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and how to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit HabitsOfHealthTalk.com. That's HabitsOfHealthTalk.com.